Good morning and welcome to Prairie Universalist Unitarian Society. My name is Peter Anderson. I am a member of the program committee. I'll be presiding today. Prairie aspires to be an open-hearted and open-minded congregation. We welcome people of every ethnic and religious background, whatever your color, sexual orientation, gender, or family structure. We welcome you no matter what your age or your abilities or inabilities. Later in the service, we will invite visitors, guests, and returning friends to introduce yourselves, if you choose, so that we might get to know you better. On Sunday mornings, we provide a wide variety of services. They are presented either by a Prairie member, a member of the wider community, or by our minister, Sandra Ingram. And today we'll be having a Chalukah service. Today our presentation will be Chalukah, and our own Robin Proud will be leading off the conference, the presentation.
Well, I'm going to say something a little bit about the history, such as it is, of this event, and then Rebecca has some more to say as well. When I looked this up on Google, it was amazing. It's the only thing in the entire world that has less than one page of results. And but I did find an article by Donald Skinner that said, it's not often that we have the opportunity to be in on the ground floor of a new holiday, especially a Unitarian Universalist holiday. So clear your calendars and welcome Chalukah, which starts today. Chalukah is a week-long holiday starting on the first Monday in December, with each day focused on one of the seven UU principles. If you've never heard of Chalukah, you are not alone. It first emerged in 2005 from conversations that Daleen Marshall had with other young adults when she was a student at the Vancouver School of Theology in Vancouver, British Columbia. So it's Canadian export. But just like Christmas, the exact origins of this holiday are already lost to history. In her own words, Marshall said, "I don't remember where the initial conversation started. I had been talking with a UU friend from Seattle about winter holidays and the fact there should be a UU holiday, and we may have discussed the same thing in the young adults group at church. That would be the Unitarian Church of Vancouver." She said, "I went home after these discussions, that was probably November of 2005, and wrote something that I thought embodied our values. I sent it to a few friends, and one of them created a Chalukah website, and it's grown from there." Marshall graduated in the summer of 2007 with a master's degree in religious education and worked as a youth advisor at the Vancouver Church, and then a program consultant in British Columbia, and later the First Unitarian Church in Albuquerque. This article was written in 2009 and was saying Chalukah is still not widely celebrated. In fact, it's a little hard to find congregations that are being observant, but it does seem to be gaining some visibility. The holiday has a Facebook fan page, and here and there a congregation is devoting a Sunday to it and inviting members to take up Chalukah at home. And what is Chalukah exactly? It's an invitation to spend a day with each of the principles, reflecting on their meaning, possibly doing a good deed focused on each one. For instance, the Chalukah website suggests that since today, Monday is all about the first principle, worth and dignity, it would be a good time to make an apology or forgive someone. And on the second day, justice, equity, and compassion could be marked by working at a food pantry. Sunday, the interdependent web would be a good day to make a compost pile or rescue an animal. A chalice is to be lit each day. And there could be homemade gifts, there could be notes, and the holiday is designed to end Sunday with a service at the church. Marshall said she picked a date for Chalukah arbitrarily. "I didn't want a date too close to Christmas, and 7 days worked out well with our seven principles." If you notice some similarities to other December holidays, such as Hanukkah or Kwanzaa, they're not intentional, she says. There has been a bit of discussion on Facebook about whether Chalukah is a misappropriation of other holidays. The Reverend Lisa Schwartz of the UU Fellowship of Topeka, Kansas says that, "I see Chalukah as an evolutionary celebration. It seems a fun and lighthearted way to fight the commercialization of our culture, introduce family ritual into homes, and deepen UU's understanding of our principles all at the same time." Part of the reason that Chalukah has the following it does is that it has a song. Two songs, actually. The one that we're going to hear, I think, a bit later. Evan Austin, a member of the UU Church of Ventura, California, wrote the Chalukah song using the tune of the Hanukkah song sung by comedian and actor Adam Sandler. And that song gave some of the famous Jewish people that you could celebrate if you're celebrating Hanukkah, and ours has some famous UUs. It's on YouTube. Austin said, "I just like the idea of Chalukah as a fresh new thing. Could there be a copyright issue in emulating Sandler's song?" He said, "It's just four guitar chords repeated over and over." Now, Dan Flores, a worship associate with the Ventura congregation, has also written a more serious song, Chalukah. It includes these lyrics. "We light our chalice for our dignity, the inherent worth of the people we see. We light our chalice for justice and peace, freedom for all, and for all equity." And this kind of matches what the kids sang. I would hope that Barb or somebody would put the words of the children's song into maybe the Prairie Fire, because we couldn't catch them all, but they seemed like they were very appropriate. So the Ventura congregation has been observing Chalukah. There was a talk about adding meaning to the holiday season and brief readings about each principle. Congregants were invited to take some action each day in the week to fit with the principle. "We hope to set the tone for how we spend our money and time in this holiday season," is what this minister, Reverend Jan Christian, said. And then the congregants from that church reported back that they had given charitable donations, volunteered, and reconciled with a family member on different days of the week. And one family said that they lit a chalice with their children, and they talked about, they shared joys and sorrows, and the kids drew a picture each day about that principle. She said the children who are homeschooled would bring up the principles during the day as well. "As a parent, I was overjoyed to have something that meant so much to us as a UU family." And a fellowship in Topeka encouraged families to reflect and act on the principles at home. "Chalukah does three things for us," she said. "It helps us find yet another way to support and encourage families to find non-commercial ways to celebrate the holiday season. It helps us teach some basics of the faith to our fairly young congregants, and it gives us a really fun-sounding program on the day we do a semi-annual meeting." She has a word of advice for families who might stress out about adding Chalukah to the other December observances of Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, and Solstice. "Don't make this into another holiday obligation," she said. "People don't have to do hard things for it. They can send a card to someone, stand up for someone on the playground, things like that. We try so hard to fit our UU beliefs into other holidays, I thought it might be nice to have one organized around our own values." She's promoted Chalukah to families as something to do at home. "It makes for great dinner conversations to talk about how someone lifted up one of our principles at work or school." She herself will focus on the principle of the day, making an effort to talk with someone I would usually not have a real conversation with, and engaging with two social justice initiatives. Oh, this is the person who first came up with the idea. She said she does not feel a proprietary interest in Chalukah. "I've let it take on a life of its own. It can either be a serious spiritual exercise or a fun thing to do. All holidays evolve through the people who celebrate them. I don't want too much ownership. I just put the idea out, and I'm happy to let it become what it will." Now, being Unitarians, people had some opinions on this. One of the old Unitarian jokes says, instead of the Ten Commandments, Unitarians have the Ten Suggestions. Well, there's quite a bit of discussion about this. Do we need another holiday in December? Is this a fake holiday that's made up? Well, someone pointed out all holidays are made up, in a sense. Rebecca will talk a little bit about what that can bring. I have really enjoyed having more focus on the principles. It was Jane who got these principles posted up here by pointing out that there was really nothing in here to show who we were. In some churches, it's very obvious by the decoration or the items displayed what are some of the beliefs. And at one point, we were actually moving these around to go with the service. I don't know if that's still happening. Our children last year learned a lot about it when they did the Dr. Seuss service, and they had a lot of discussion about which principle belonged with which book. And this year, they're actually doing a curriculum that has to do with these principles. One of the complaints was that the principles are just kind of dry and philosophical, and I think Rebecca will address that as to they are if we let them be. And I'd just like to say something about traditions for families and children. As somebody who grew up without very many traditions, my parents were, my parents both were unhappy with the ways, different ways that they were raised, and they really reinvented themselves. They left the city, they went to a farm in a remote area, they didn't go to church, they didn't belong to groups, they didn't do anything really that was commercial or consumerist or conformist. But that was pretty dull for a kid. Now, fortunately for me, in those days, all these holidays were celebrated at school. So we did have Christmas carols, and actually that was one holiday my family celebrated. At Easter time, when that was not a holiday that was of any interest to us, and I remember going back to school after Easter when I was about 7, my best friend saying, "Where did you find your Easter basket?" And I said, "Oh, I don't get one." And she said, "All good little girls and boys get Easter baskets." So for some reason, I think maybe it was my mother, because my father actually had grown up Jewish, but my mother had some fond feelings, I guess, for Christmas. So for us kids, we did do Christmas to an extent. We lived on a farm so we could get a tree without any cost. And we had some decorations that had belonged to my mother's family, and I still have a few I haven't broken yet. And my mother would play Christmas carols on the piano, and we'd watch Christmas specials on TV. So there was a little, we kids got some presents. I don't think my parents ever gave each other a present for any occasion. That just wasn't something that they did. But when I was about 12 and my brother 14, my parents decided, well, they're old enough now, we don't need to do this anymore, and they just stopped. So I used to get myself invited to friends, and of course, when I married Dan, it was wonderful because his family did everything big time. They had decorations all over the house and all kinds of special food and parties, and they went to midnight mass even though they weren't Catholic. And so there are lots of traditions. And I can see with our kids here that they do appreciate traditions. Actually, Prairie has more traditions than many churches, I think, because we have things like, we have Unitarian traditions like the ingathering with the waters, which Barbara, I think, brought to us. It had been done other places. There's a tradition that people don't know that I started here, which is when I came about 10 years ago and the program committee was looking for ideas, I said, well, at my old church once we did something on an off week like New Year's where we all recommended books that we had read, and that's now a tradition once or twice a year. We have the retreat. We have a lot of things for the kids. The Nifty Gifty, which, since we didn't put this into the announcements, any of you with kids, they can come as early as 9:30 and get started on their projects next week. So that's a great tradition. And then there are traditions that families have that are unexpected. I wanted to give an acknowledgement to Kate Liu because her kids bring this up every year, and it's so sweet that on Christmas Eve, they get new pajamas. I don't know if the adults do, but the kids do. And they get to put them on hot out of the dryer. They always mention this. And then they get to open a present on Christmas Eve, but it seems to me that the present is less important. It's a very sensual thing. Now, maybe Kate is economizing and she keeps her house turned down really cold. Maybe that's why they appreciate it. But it's a wonderful tradition, and I have a feeling they would do that if they have kids someday. So it doesn't have to be a tradition that was invented by Hallmark or someone else, whatever works for your family. So just to mention, I think that children really do look forward to that. And Rebecca's going to tell us about ways that we can do this, of course. And because it's a Unitarian holiday, it's totally optional. So I'd like to have Rebecca come up.
So my first reaction to Chalica is probably the same that you guys have. Are you kidding me? I started reading it and I thought, ugh. Here we go again, glomming on to another religious tradition. That's what I was thinking. And then I started reading more about it, about how we look at the principles and how we recognize one, and we take a day to really just celebrate that principle. And I started thinking about the RE program. And for those of you who are not familiar with the RE program, how we structure things is known as the three pillars. Not every congregation does this, but what we do is each year we focus on a different pillar. So we have social justice 1 year, we have world religions the next, and then our UU principles and heritage. So this is the year for our UU principles and heritage. So I thought, well, this could kind of tie into that in December. And I started looking at it a little more and started looking at the blogs and the website. And I started to really like this holiday. I thought about how I was raised as a Catholic, and I had a lot of traditions in our home, a lot of traditions. very opposite from Robin's upbringing. And I started thinking about those and how I still adhere to them, especially at Christmas time. And when we do celebrations here at Prairie and we have a Christmas Eve Mass, my thought isn't to attend here. My thought is to a Christmas service, because I attend Mass at St. Joseph's Church on Christmas Eve, and I love doing that every year. And I started thinking how I'd really like to be able to have something that was Prairie, that was something that was uniquely UU. And that's what Chalica is. It's something that is uniquely ours. Now, for those of us who have these traditions and want to continue celebrating them, we might go off then to our synagogue, church, or wherever we had our upbringing as children. But some of us weren't raised in any religious tradition. So then when you do come here, or any UU church, you might have a Hanukkah service, you might have a winter solstice service or a Christmas service. But again, that isn't something that is uniquely you or uniquely UU. So with Chalica, it is something that no matter what you bring into the congregation, it's something that we all celebrate and we can all worship together. Something that we do have that, like Robin said, I do think that Prairie does have a lot of unique UU celebrations, like the Simple Tree Service. So if anybody's not familiar with that, on December 16th, Sunday, we will have our Simple Tree Service. It's something that we've been doing every year. And we have a holiday Christmas tree that we have up in the corner. And people will come up on each side and they will share a symbol. Something like, I one year had an ornament of my family and talked about how I had given birth that year and that was my symbol. Somebody one year brought in knitting needles and some yarn and said they had taken up knitting that year. And so it's something that's unique to Prairie. It's something we can all bring in and celebrate. And that's something that I really like. But as far as a service that's about our principles, it's something that we don't have. And that's something that I like about Chalica. And another thing is, I think it's important for our youth to learn our principles. I think it's important for all of us to learn our principles, because people don't understand us. They don't know what Unitarian Universalism is. So it's important that we first know who we are and what we believe in, and then we can take that forth and we can spread that message. Because how else can we explain ourselves if we don't understand our own selves? A common thing I hear people say is we can believe whatever we want, and that's not true. We actually have principles that we all affirm and promote. And I will agree that I don't like the wording of the principles, you know, the inherent worth and dignity of every human being. Just all people are equal. You know, so I tend to use the children's principles actually when I'm explaining it to people. It's just easier. But also I think about one of our students who was upset. It was several years ago, and she had said that some of the children at school were making fun of her because she was an atheist. And she didn't know how to explain that to people. And I can see where that could be a problem, because unfortunately I would have been one of those people saying, oh, she's an atheist, you know, if I had been a child her age at that time. And what's good about learning your principles and knowing them is you can say, I believe all people are important, don't you? Well, of course. Well, I believe that we should take care of the earth. Well, of course I do too. And so then you can see friends, enemies, you can see that there's similarities between the two. So it is important that our children learn this. And I think it's a great fun way to do this every year for Chalica when we have one day that's dedicated to it. Now for families, I know that there's a lot going on, and we have more and more families who have parents of different belief systems. John's family, my husband's family, you know, most of you know they're from India, and so they have Christian holidays that they're celebrating and the Hindu holidays. And John wants to just celebrate the Christian holidays. I want to celebrate the Hindu holidays, although neither one of us are Hindu. And then I also want to do the Catholic holidays. So there's this mixture of all this stuff, and so now you add in Chalica. But I wanted to read something. I've read this before. I have it posted in several places because I think it's a really important quote. But it says here, why should we go to church? Why should we celebrate a holiday? We are so busy, and our kids are so busy. And the answer is because you are so busy. We should go to church precisely because of soccer practice and violin lessons and hockey and gymnastics, precisely because more of us are working longer hours, traveling more, and commuting farther, precisely because our lives are structured and task-filled and goal-focused. Because the pressures that drive us and the busyness that fills our days is a central force that pulls us away from family, friends, and other human connection, and distracts us from our deep human need to reflect, renew, commit, and make meaning of our lives. And that's something that I think about when because I'm usually downstairs running the RE program, I don't get to come upstairs and worship with all of you. And so I started thinking maybe I should go to First Unitarian Society on Saturday evenings because they do have a service, and that way I can get something in. And it, you know, Saturday night, kind of sitting around, you don't really want to get up. And I think about this quote because I think I need to renew myself. I need to just go and be around other people who think like me, because it's rare that you get to be around people that think like you oftentimes. Another thing I like about this holiday is that it's not stressful. You don't have to make it be stressful. It's not commercialized. And it's a holiday that encourages giving gifts of time and service and to volunteer. So I have a list here of the days, actually, and a list of ideas that people can take. I have it out on the visitor's table, I believe. But some of the things that Robin mentioned, some of them. So tomorrow is the start of Chalica, and you can have a chalice. And actually, the children, if you look in the back by Al, the bookshelf over there, there are chalices. This summer, Penny Eiler came up with this wonderful idea of taking those little plastic champagne glasses and putting plaster in the top and a candle, a tea light candle, and then painting them. And the children made, it was 22 chalices back there. So families are encouraged to go back there and pick one up, and you can take it home, and that can be your chalice. I will say some of them are more of a fire hazard than anything because there's glitter, but you can just brush it off and light that candle there. But people are welcome to take those. And I know that tomorrow I'm going to be lighting our chalice at Indie Made, which is bright blue with sequins. He loves sequins. So we'll be lighting that, and you know, we'll talk about the inherent worth and dignity of every person. And some ideas that you can do is encouraging your children to help someone in need, to maybe talk to someone that they are on the playground with that they don't really understand, or maybe they have some problems with and they don't agree with them, and that's a way to understand that everybody has everybody's important. Tuesday, justice, equity, and compassion in human relations. You can spend some time in a soup kitchen. You can donate clothes. Simply having them collecting some toys and bringing them to Goodwill. Now, one night, Kieran, my three-year-old, was in his room, and he had this big bag, and he was throwing toys in there, and Indy said, "What are you doing?" And Kieran said, "I'm collecting toys for all the kids who don't have toys." And so those are just things that you can do with your children. Another thing is the guests at your table project that we have that's out there in the foyer there. I have little boxes. I have Indy's in his room, and I explained to him that there are four people on each side of the box, four groups, and each of those groups are out there to help others and that they need help with money to continue their work. And so he has been going around all week collecting money under the couch and in his toy chest and outside if he sees a penny, and he's been putting it in there, and he's just really loving this idea. So this is something you can do for little kids as well. Wednesday, acceptance of one another and encouragement to spiritual growth. You can give a gift of a chalice, a book, or a hymnal. And I actually have, these are some wonderful books. Rose read the story today, A Lamp in Every Corner. You can get this from the UUA bookstore, and has all of our principles and famous UUs. This is a UU Pagan one. And so I'll have these out, but these are also books that I've used countless times for the youth, downstairs and upstairs. Now, another one is going to lighting your chalice for the free and responsible search for truth and meaning. So you can learn something new from someone else or take part in another religious celebration. This one would be easy because actually starting Monday at the Capitol, there's the Interfaith Awareness Week. It's been going on for 15 years. Prairie's been taking part in it the last three. And there will be displays on the upstairs of the Capitol of all different religious traditions that are represented in Madison and Middleton. And there'll be the American Hindu Association, the Sikh Gurdwara, I said Prairie, Holy Wisdom Monastery, a number of them there. And then on Wednesday, the Sikh community will be addressing people, the community, at noon at the Capitol. And then there will be a further discussion here at Prairie Wednesday night at 6 o'clock, where you can meet members of the Sikh community and have a discussion with them. So that is something you can do for principals there. And I also wanted to read a quote of why I think that principle is important. This is a quote from the Dalai Lama. And he says, "Unless we know the value of other religious traditions, it is difficult to develop respect for them. Mutual respect is the foundation of genuine harmony. We should strive for a spirit of harmony, not for political or economic reasons, but rather simply because we realize the value of other traditions." And then again in the back, there's some more information. I won't go through every single day, but I really encourage people to go out and pick one of these up and try this at home. You don't have to make it a big serious thing if you don't want to, but you can. And I think it's just something fun that we can do and celebrate our UU values, because I don't think we do that as often. I think we tend to think about other religious traditions and we forget that we have something that is wonderful and meaningful and that we should be encouraged to spread that.
The closing words are by Jeff Liebman. "Our chalice is a vessel for containing the energy of spirit and commitment to our principles. That energy can heal the wounds of our mixed emotions so that we may live the life of love and love the life we live." Thank you so much for coming. Please extend your hand of friendship to those around you and join us for conversation and coffee in the vestibule. Thank you again.